Welcome to this first episode of the Higher Standard Podcast, a new podcast that we will devote specifically to Princeton wrestling. We'll run it throughout the season, maybe a couple times during the off season, and really dive deep into what is going on in one of the great turnarounds for any sport, really, in the nation, but especially in the wrestling community. We'll have interviews today with Coach Ayers, but also with assistant coaches and wrestlers throughout the season, talking about what has happened, what's coming up, some big matches, but also kind of talk about the overall turnaround that has really taken place since Chris Ayers became the head coach prior to the 2006 season, and everything that has gone into where this program is and you know, where it's headed, because certainly the turnaround, while exciting as it progresses, certainly isn't complete yet, and that's part of the fun, is seeing where this team can go. As I mentioned, we have about a 20-minute interview with Coach Ayers, a lot of fun things to talk about. Before we get to that, let's take a quick look at where the team is right now. It's late December. The Tigers will host Rider, their first home match of the season, Thursday night at 7 p.m. in Dillon. If you can't get there, it'll be the first home match on ESPN Plus that is part of the new contract that the Ivy League signed with ESPN. It's a subscription service, less expensive than the Ivy League network was last year, and you get really everything that's associated with the ESPN Plus platform. So it's a really it's a great deal. It's been really well received so far this year, and chance to watch Princeton and Rider Thursday night at 7 p.m. Moving forward, again, another trip to the Midlands. That'll be December 29th and 30th. That's the last meet of 2018. Tigers will come back. The F&M Open on January 5th, and then a really fun weekend that we'll get into maybe in the next edition. January 11th and 12th, home matches against North Carolina, and then number 3, Oklahoma State on January 12th. So we'll get to those later on. You know, this year so far, plenty of exciting things when you look at, obviously, the win at Lehigh, which we get into pretty quickly with Coach Ayers, the 21-19 victory there, a win over Virginia, an exciting Princeton Open, the debut of this highly touted freshman class that included a title for Pac Glory, a road trip to Iowa, to Wisconsin, to Virginia Tech, a trio of top 15 teams where, you know, especially those Wisconsin and Virginia Tech matches, you saw a pretty competitive Princeton team that is really knocking on the door of being a top 25 team in the coaches' poll, and has gone much higher than that in a number of the tournament rankings put out by, you know, the Intermat Flow Wrestlings of the world. So really an exciting time to follow this team. A lot to look forward to as the Tigers head closer to the Ivy League season, the EIWA Championships, and then, of course, the NCAA Championships, which will be March 21st through the 23rd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So without further ado, let's get to my conversation with the man who has really steered this turnaround since he came from Lehigh, and you know how much that victory over the Mountain Hawks meant in late November. Let's hear it now from head coach Chris Ayers. Chris, this is the first time we've talked this season. Obviously, there's plenty that's happened, so let's hit on as much as we can here. The one that obviously drew the most attention for good reasons, it is the Lehigh win. So let's touch on that a little bit. You know, it's a few weeks removed. Does it feel like a different? I mean, you've had big wins here. Does this one still feel a little different to you?
Yeah, it's the biggest win we've had since I've been here, and probably one of the biggest wins for the program. And so we really needed that. I think we've come close a few times against some really good teams, but we always seem to fall short. So to kind of break through in this match was a big deal. And I really think it changed the team's mentality.
What have you seen?
Just more belief is what really the word that comes to mind, and then comes confidence. But, you know, it's sort of like the first All-American we had. You know, everyone's we have a great training plan. We think we're doing the right things, but the team's not sure because we don't have an All-American running around. Now we have an All-American running around and a guy ranked number one in the country. Now everyone sort of believes, hey, we can do this. I can be an All-American. It's almost like it's expected, I think, at this point for most of the guys that are starters. So this dual meet win was similar. Like now we go into matches. We used to go in there thinking, maybe we can, maybe we can. Now it's sort of like, we definitely can. Let's win this duel. So it's just a better collective confidence.
Even the trip to Virginia, you know, those two matches, you took a swing at Virginia Tech, which, you know, people may not realize the level of heavyweights. I mean, they have a run there of top 10 guys, and they were kind of able to take control of the match in there. But then the next day you go to a Virginia team that was unranked, but pretty good. Yeah. And I thought you really took care of business there.
Yeah, Virginia was a great match for us. I actually think Virginia Tech was a pretty good match. Just going up and down the lineup, I think we didn't really have a bad performance. They all wrestled to a high level. We just lost the duel against Virginia Tech. And that's all we asked for, honestly. I left that duel. I wasn't upset. Would I have liked to win? Yeah, definitely. Could we win it in a few spots? Maybe. But then going into UVA, I just want to continue to have to compete at a high level like we competed at Lehigh. Although I do think at Lehigh we were I don't know what it was, we were a little bit better there, I feel. I think there was the environment was exciting and the guys really reacted well to it.
Is there a level of comfort maybe that comes from, you know, you see Lehigh every year, you see him in the duel, you see him at EIWAs, you know, that has to maybe help them a little bit. It's a little more familiarity than going to Iowa, yeah, going to Wisconsin, yeah, you know, going to Virginia Tech. Could that have helped them a bit?
I think it could have helped them, and they're in our conference. Right. So I think exactly like you're saying, we see them all the time. We know they won Easterns last year. So maybe there's a bit more added motivation to get that win. And again, you know, that could be pressure too, but they responded well. So I think definitely it makes a difference when we're in the EIWA, and then it makes even more of a difference when we're wrestling the Ivy League teams.
What's your favorite memory from Carver Hawkeye this year?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I just enjoy the environment. My favorite memory is sort of all of our fans that came. It was like the first time people traveled with us. And I really didn't expect it. And in a sea of 8,000 people, our fans were being heard. So it was a pretty neat experience. So our guys wrestled tough, too. I mean, so I think just that environment and having some support there was a big deal, big change for our program.
You wrestle, I mean, you've done this now 2 to 3 years, and people are seeing the results. But I think it's still good to understand the process that goes in. You're competitive. You want to win in December, and you want to win in January and November. But March is what everything gets measured by. And so, take last year. You threw that team into the fire. Yeah. You know, you get the matches with Ohio State and, you know, Lehigh and Virginia Tech, and you don't win them. And some of them were lopsided defeats. But then you see them at EIWAs and you see them at NCAAs and you see them handling that moment. Is that really born out of putting those guys in those environments and saying, figure it out?
Yeah, I think 100%. Especially early in the season, we really want to wrestle good teams and good people so we can make adjustments throughout the rest of the year, basically. Also, it prepares them for the toughest environments. So I think, and for us, it's sort of like the collective mentality is we're just trying to get better. That's it. Like, we want to win, absolutely, 100%. We love winning. The Lehigh win was great. The UVA win was great. But at the end of the day, what's the real purpose? The purpose is to get better each day, each moment. And I think wrestling good teams like that really does help us make adjustments to be the best we can in March. And we've been through this a lot of times now. So they're reacting well. And they know, they kind of look at, you know, I kind of joke, I'm not a great motivator. I just put the schedule in front of them, and you better start training because you're going to have a lot of really good guys. So I think that they know every week there's going to be a tough team at the end of the week, and they've reacted really well. This is, and we'll probably get into it, this is a special team though too.
It's hit some of the individuals, and it's almost crazy to have a two-time All-American and the number one ranked guy on the country. And for me to say, I think there's been somebody who's been more impressive over the first 6 weeks of the season, but I've been around this program for a long time, and I can't remember a November and December like the one Patrick Bruch is having right now. And look, he was a terrific freshman, you know, top two seed at the IWAs, goes and goes to NCAAs, wins a couple matches. But what did you ask of him coming into this year that allowed him to make this kind of jump?
I'd love to take credit for it and love to say that I said something to him, but I don't need to say anything to Pat Bruch. Pat Bruch, I've said this publicly, I've said this to everyone who will listen, he's the best leader I've ever had. And I think why he's doing well right now, it's not even for himself. I think he wants to set an example for the team and how he wants this team to perform. And that's the God's honest truth. I think he cares way more about the team than he does himself. He's, again, he's the best leader. And he just goes out and he wants to set the example for the whole team. I don't, like you just said, I don't think you've seen a wrestler that's had a better November and December. Neither have I. He wows me. I mean, like, you know, match comes down to him winning at Lehigh.
And you said it after that match, and that's what really struck me is we're talking about maybe the biggest win in program history. You knew that Lehigh had the advantage at heavyweight, so you needed 97. Yeah. Lehigh sends out a top 20 guy in their building, a building you know, magic happens. And you said it afterwards. You weren't concerned. You knew it was over.
Yeah, I knew it was over. When he stepped on the mat, there was no way that Pat Bruch was gonna not get the win for the team. I think he got a point, too, early on for hands to the face. And that could be a deciding point in a match. That's really a takedown, if you think about a takedown escape. I didn't care. I felt so calm when he stepped on the mat. I knew he was going to get it done 100%. He's ranked third right now. He can win an NCAA championship. You know, Pat Bruch for president, basically. Like, that guy's the best.
You know, you say it, but the proof is he's your sophomore captain.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've had a sophomore captain here. I don't know if you had a sophomore captain when you were a wrestler at Lehigh. I mean, that's a big credit to him.
Yeah, huge credit. We knew with Mike D'Angelo taking the year off that we needed a leader. So at the end of the year last year, we have these exit interviews at the end of the season. We meet with each guy, and one of the questions, and I knew the answer, basically every kid, I said, hey, who's the best leader on the team? And I'd say 95% of the kids said Pat Bruch, who was at the time a freshman. So that gives you some idea of the level of respect and really what he's really doing with the program right now.
All right, let's go to Kolodziej now. He's obviously the face of the program. When you're a two-time All-American here and the number one guy in the country, he's the most well-known wrestler here. What I've been impressed with is kind of the guys that have been ranked, he's handled.
Yeah.
Good matches, but he's handled them. And the guys that have been unranked, and when you've needed some bonus points, Lehigh especially, you know, sometimes he's let those matches be a little closer than you may want. And that match, you needed a tech fall, you got a tech fall from him. Where have you seen his growth?
So that's a great question, because that's kind of been his, I wouldn't say issue, but we've always wondered, like, it's like, if he's in the biggest stage and the lights are on and he's got the best opponent, that's when he's at his best. But if we're in a small gym and it's not a big stage and he's got a guy who really he should get bonus points on, sometimes he doesn't get the job done. And that was very evident in the Virginia Tech match. Probably should have tech followed that kid for the level he's at. So we talked on the bus, and this doesn't happen often, but I think he had a breakthrough. So I said to him, I said, I think the problem is you think you're going to kill the guy. So you say to yourself, I'm just going to kill this guy. Like, the match is going to be easy, and the guy's just going to roll over for you. Well, in D1 wrestling, every kid's tough. Every kid's tough, and they're going to fight you. And I said, you can't have that mentality that they're just going to be easy. I said, you have to think of how hard you're willing to go to get the bonus points, to make him quit. And I think it was epiphany for him, because he came back the next day and had a, it's really the third period. He had a wonderful third period at the Virginia match. Virginia Tech match had a very bad third period. And I think the mentality, and if you looked at the two periods, he looked like a different wrestler. He looked exhausted against Virginia Tech. He didn't take one shot. And then you look at UVA, and he was very motivated to get the bonus points. So I think that was, from a coaching perspective, you don't have many of those moments, but I think that changed him a little bit.
Your freshman class got a lot of attention, obviously, before the season, and now, you know, you're starting freshmen kind of all over the place. Maybe, you know, a few more than most coaches would be comfortable with, but this is a different group. Let's start with Glory, top 15 right now. Every time I try to watch a match of his, they're forfeiting to him. You know, I'm sure a little frustrating to him, but, you know, he had the highlight match with Spencer Lee. Lee, the reigning NCAA champion, gets a Tech in his building. And to, you know, I talked to you guys afterwards, and you said this is a good experience for him. He can grow from this. So where have you seen him, because he hasn't lost since. Yeah. I'm not sure he's been taken down since. Yeah. Where have you seen him grow from it?
I think he just realized what steps he has to take to beat Spencer Lee. Pat Glory, I've said this often too, he's special. What he can do on a wrestling mat is incredible. To be honest with you, with the Iowa match, I was a little shocked that Spencer Lee had teched him. But it was really one position. I think Pat's going to make adjustments. I've also said, when they wrestle at Midlands, if they wrestle at Midlands, it's going to be a different match. When they wrestle at NCAAs, it's going to be a different match. Pat has this amazing ability to apply what he's taught almost instantaneously. We can show him something or give him a game plan that he'll apply in the next match, which is really rare, really rare. Most kids need to feel comfortable in the room with a technique for months before they'll actually do it in competition, but he gets it done right away. The other thing about Pat is, I've learned, is he's really demanding of himself. He's also really hard on himself, but it makes him what he is as a competitor. I'm totally confident that match is going to be a lot different the next time around.
You've had this kind of good trajectory dealing with freshmen of this level in terms of Kolodziej 2 years ago and Brucky last year and now Glory. Does he kind of, if you look back at where those guys were in December, you know, kind of heading towards the Midlands and then the second half, does he kind of feel like he's in the right place?
He's definitely in the right place. He may be the best of the three at this point in the season, if you compare. But it's hard. They're all different, though. So he's really a dominant wrestler, gets bonus points a lot. I think he's gotten bonus points in every match. Except for one, maybe not. Or maybe they all, maybe one went the distance. So he's incredible in relation to where he is right now. I just love his approach. He's like Kolodziej and Brocky. Why are they so good? It's how they approach their training. And he's one of those guys who does all the right things, really.
And you have Keller at 41, Monday at 57, Stefanik at 75. And you can throw Tiansen, too. He's a sophomore, but first year as a starter. And they've all had really interesting results. And they've had some good wins, but they've also had some 1-2-point losses to good guys in tough spots that I feel like, man, if this is where they are right now, where could they be in February and where could they be in March? This feels like a group that one or two of these guys is going to surprise somebody in March.
100%. I think they just need that breakthrough win. Stefanik sort of let it slip in Wisconsin. He was up by two against the 10th ranked guy in the country. Takes down, kind of thinks he has enough points and gets turned to lose, but he out wrestled that individual. And so Quincy's been in some close matches, but he's proved that he can compete with some of the best guys. He beat Wick, who at the time was ranked maybe 20th at Wisconsin. And then, you know, Marshall had a great homecoming in Virginia. Likes to give up that first takedown a lot of the time, which we got to work on that a little bit.
You can fix that. You can get rid of that.
Yeah. So, but he's been really good on top. I think that it's, I really can't put my finger on it. There's just a different feel among the team. Everybody thinks they should be the best. They really all believe, like, I should be an All-American. And I think there's inner competition in the team, too. Like, sort of like they look at Glory, who's having a lot of success. They see Kolodziej, who's ranked number one. And Brocky's driving them. And they just, they're wrestling for more than just, you know, they're trying to be the best in the country. So they're demanding a lot of themselves. They're doing a really good job.
You know, I think another guy who's really interesting has been Kevin Parker, yeah, in that, you know, he comes in, and it's a little tough when you come in as the younger brother of the guy who's had the most success at Princeton, you know, in the last 20 to 30 years. And maybe there were too high of immediate expectations on him. And he is a completely different wrestler. And this is more of the normal trajectory, yeah, that you struggle a little bit as a freshman. Yeah. You struggle and you figure it out. Yeah. But he has figured something out.
Yeah, it was interesting. So usually the kids stay here to train over the summer. And he had done that the past year. And then this year, he kind of came to us and said, hey, I think I'm going to change things up. I'm going to go home. I'm going to train with my brother. I'm going to go to Olympic Training Center. And I thought it was a great idea. I actually think he needed something fresh. And to be honest, I'm not sure what happened, but he came back from the summer, and he's wrestling great right now. The number one thing, as you know, you've been following the program for a long time, it's mental shifts. What he has now that he didn't have last year is composure. He's not even close to a different, it's not a different wrestler, he's the same guy, but his approach in matches is a lot different. He doesn't get panicked. It was like last year, he'd get a little panicked, he'd be winning, he'd get a little panicked, he'd overexpose himself, and then he'd get pinned or something like that against a guy he should beat. This year he's been really composed. I think he could have beat Zavatsky. It was a pretty good match. That one, I think he got away from him a little bit. But then to come back against Shaney, against UVA, who's been ranked as well, in a few polls, to come back and beat him was great. The way he beat him was amazing too. Super composed. Kevin Parker is going to be great. I think he'll continue to move up the rankings as long as he continues to stay composed like he was in that Will Shaney match.
One more duel before Midland's Rider on Thursday. That's one of those where it's not an Ivy rival, it's not an EIWA rival, but this is one that has gotten away from you a couple times. I'm sure you'd love to go into the holidays, yeah, putting this one in the bag for yourself as well.
Yeah, it's a New Jersey rival, and you know we could probably walk to Rider from here quicker than we can get to other schools in the league. So I think it's the crosstown rival with Rider. We haven't beaten them since I've been here, and they have a good team. They're always scrappy. I give their coaching staff credit. They're probably some of the best scouters in the country. They know our guys well. They spend a lot of time. So we're gonna have to figure it out to get this match done. In the past, the matches have just gotten away from us a little bit. We gotta be focused. We gotta want to take these guys out, and we gotta be ready to go.
Thank you for listening to this first episode of the Higher Standard Podcast. We'll have more episodes throughout the year, and you can get them directly to your phone by subscribing to Princeton Tigers on either Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have interviews with coaches and wrestlers throughout the season. Check them out throughout the 2018-19 season. A reminder, Princeton has one more home duel match this year. It's Thursday night against Rider. You can watch that on ESPN+. Again, thank you for listening to the Higher Standard Podcast, and happy holidays.